Secondly, prophecy is a demonstration of God's glory. So go with me to Isaiah 42. And we're going to read this one. Let me get there. Isaiah 42 and verses 8 and 9. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I'll not give to another, nor my praise, what does it say in verse 8? To carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Look at this. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Prophecy proves God is real. Because God says, I tell you things before they happen. What's an example? Well, here's an example. In this period, 740 to 680 BC, God told Israel that Babylon, Isaiah wrote, that Babylon was going to destroy Jerusalem and carry all of the nation away into captivity. You've heard of the Babylonian captivity. Where does Isaiah say that? In 39. 5-7. When did he say that? Oh, almost 120 years before it happened. Look at the slide. Prophecy demonstrates God's glory. Why? Because what he says in verse 9, before things spring forth, I tell you about them. It proves God's real by prophecy. Number three, not only does it demonstrate God's glory, while we're in chapter 43, I want you to see something. In verse 10, so in your Bible, keep turning over from 42, go to 43:10 before we pass this. You are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may understand and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. One of the things Jesus emphasized throughout his ministry was he called himself the great I am. The I am of 43:10, 43:13, 43:25, 46:4, and 48:12 is a reminder. See this? In the Gospel of John, I am he is not part of the original. Jesus' words were not constructed normally, but were influenced by the Old Testament Hebrew usage, as in right here where we are. So I wanted to remind you that the book of Isaiah, and you can look up from your slide, not only is a resource on prophecy, it's also one of the greatest descriptors of the character of God, of the nature of God, of the deity of Christ, and as we'll see in just a minute, of the triunity of God. Okay, let's get to the next slide. The high point of grace in the Old Testament is also in chapter 43. And I don't want to miss these while we're looking at prophecy. So look at Isaiah 43, verse 25. And if you're a Bible marker, here, look up. I'll show you. I have mine marked. See? Right there. Anytime I'm reading and I find one of those verses, it's a zinger. I mean, every word of God is pure. But some of them are zingers. Okay? I mean, they're just wow verses. Verse 25. Read it in your Bible. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my sake, and I will not remember your sins. Now look down at the slide. 43:25, I just read. This verse is probably the high point of grace in the Old Testament. In spite of Israel's utter unworthiness, you know, he was sending them off to judgment. The Lord in his grace devised a way he can forgive their sins and grant righteousness without compromising his holiness. This he would accomplish in a chapter we're going to get to soon, Isaiah 53. Through the work of his servant, in spite of her failures, Israel will always be God's chosen people. Wow.